Hello.
Hello, my name's Elizabeth. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested this call, please?
This she?
Yes, ma'am. And how can I help you?
I was calling because since, like, for 2 weeks straight, I've been trying to do a claim, and, like, it let me get so far, then it'd be like it's a, like it's an error or something.
Okay. So you were not able to actually file an unemployment claim or do the weekly certification?
I was trying to open and file. I was trying to do both.
Okay.
Like I had got fired and I was trying to see, I was trying to file. And then I tried to do the claim. Like after I tried to, reopen it, it didn't work. So I said, maybe it'll let me, do a claim, but it won't let me do a claim either.
Okay. And can I get your social, please?
420-359611.
Okay, I have 420-359611.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can I get your name and date of birth, please?
Sierra Haynes, date of birth, June 9, 1990.
And for security purposes, can I please get you to verify your mother's maiden name and your license number?
Latasha Lawrence. And my license is 8517533.
Thank you. And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
GV, Fortnite.
And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card, ma'am.
I was about to say direct deposit.
Okay, and will this be checkings or savings?
Chicken.
And can I get your routing number, please?
Hold on 1 minute. Let me pull it up. Okay, the route number is 261-272-046.
And can I get your account number, please?
Okay, 10-8 with a total of 4 zeros. 464636.
Okay, I have 108 with a total of 4 zeros. 464636.
Correct.
Okay. Can I get your address, please?
739 Highway 131. You follow Alabama 36027.
And is the resident address different from the mailing address?
No, ma'am.
And has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
And can I get a primary telephone number, please?
334-689-8714.
Okay. So I'm going to verify your address. It's 739 Highway 131. You follow Alabama 36027.
Correct.
Okay. It's necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question number one. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Norcross, Macon, Georgetown, Douglasville, or none of the above?
Georgetown.
Okay. Which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Anatomic clinical pathology, cardiac electrophysiology, optometrist, physical therapist, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 122 Stonehaven Way, 124 Brookshire Lane, 126 West Davis Street, 3847 2nd Avenue East, or none of the above?
126 West Davis Street.
Okay. All right. Give me one second, please. All right. Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
And have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
Okay. Was the work that you performed with the same employer that you reported on your last claim?
No.
Okay. What was the last day that you worked?
February 3rd, 2022.
And has your phone number changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trader occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Do I who?
Are you a union worker?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your job title?
Customer service representative.
Okay. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
And the name of the last company that you were employed with?
Concentrix.
Okay, do you know if it goes by any other name?
It was Concentrix. I don't know. Is it Concentrics? The name on the building was Concentrics, but I was working for a child.
Okay, so I see Allegiance Industries. Would that be it?
No, I used to work there. You to my previous job, the one I got fired from, right?
Yes, ma'am. The very last job you've had.
Concentrics.
Okay, and were you hired through a staffing agency or anything?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
This was a work from home job.
Okay. And can you spell the name of the company for me, please?
Concentrix.
Okay.
It was in Columbus, Georgia.
Okay. And what was your... Okay, so we have... I'm just going to call them out to you, and you just let me know which one of these it is. Okay. The Customer Management Group, Delaware Intern, CVG LLC, Services Corporation, or Global Services?
Wasn't the first one customer something?
Yes, ma'am. Customer Management Group.
Yeah, do that first one.
Okay. And do you have their phone number for me, please?
I can give you my trainer. I don't know. Like, see, we did everything on the computer, so I don't know. I can give you my trainer number. Maybe she could give it to you.
Yes, ma'am. That's fine.
Okay. Let me find her name. Okay. 762-524-3922.
Okay. And when was your employment start date with this company?
December 14th.
Of 21?
Oh yes, ma'am, sorry.
Okay. And the city and state that the work was performed in?
You follow Alabama.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Is this your last employer?
Yes, ma'am.
And the reason why you're not...
Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Is this my last employee? Is this the last job on my work? Or what you mean?
Is this the last employer that you're filing your claim on?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the reason why you're no longer working for this company?
I had a zero. I got two zeros. The first zero, I knew about that. It was around the time that my grandma had died, and I was at work, and I just couldn't get it together. And then that second zero, that was when the internet kept going in and out. See, every day they picked two calls out of all the calls, and the call that they picked is the call that I made a zero on.
Okay. So So is it for being absent or is it for unsatisfactory marks?
I got a zero, so I guess unsatisfaction.
Okay. And the name and title of the person who discharged you?
Her name is Sunshine.
Do you know her last name?
Let me see. Sunshine Nicole Pinky. Pingree.
Okay,
Pingree is Pingree.
And what is her job title?
She was my trainer.
Okay. And what was the date of your discharge?
On the 3rd of this month.
And what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
The 0.
Okay. And did you commit the act that your employer alleges?
Like, did I do it?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, the 0.
Okay. And did you ever have any prior warning for the same or similar act?
Yeah, that first 0 I got when I, the week that my grandma had died.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't for the same reason. It was just, because I, well, yes, it was. Because she was saying that I wasn't talking, like, I wasn't sounding right or something.
Okay. And what did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
What did I try to do?
Yes, ma'am.
I went back and I was trying to listen to the call to see where I went wrong at, but, I mean, when the internet lagging and going out, that's something that I have no control over.
Okay. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And your 4-digit PIN number is going to be 1190.
Hold on, write it down. What number did you say again? I'm sorry.
Your 4-digit PIN number.
Okay. Okay. What is it?
1190.
1190.
Yes, ma'am.
1190. And this is my PIN when I'm signing in or something?
Yes, ma'am. When you do your weekly certification, this coming up Sunday.
Okay.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update
Alabama
your online.
Works.
Yes, ma'am. alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Alabama.gov.
and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
You said it'd take up to 3 weeks, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Do you have any more questions?
No, ma'am. That'll be it.
And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Yes, ma'am.